That's about aspect C, less advanced string theory with unlike individual.
It's a great pleasure to be here. Today I'd like to discuss several aspects of select summon theory, defined by timeline linear Dirac number coupled to view theory. And this talk is based on these three papers. First paper is about a matrix model viewer of this kind of non-critical string. The second paper is based on collaboration with Seiji Terashima, he's in that class now. And this paper is about open-closed duality in SQL1, rather general aspects in SQL1 matrix model, and also CSR matrix models. And final paper is about rather mathematical aspects of CSR string. And what I will do is to relate CSR string to relate this string theory to topological strings on two-dimensional boards. So let us begin with the introduction. So two-dimensional string theory is the most simplest example of quantum gravity, and which has the following properties. First one is exactly solvable. This model is exactly solvable by the use of matrix model dual descriptions. As we will explain later, so matrix model gives some open closed dual description. So this is a kind of open string theory dual of closed string theory in two-dimensional string theory. And by the use of matrix model, which is exactly solvable, we can compute non-perturbative expressions and of course upper-frame expressions. And second point is that so in two dimensions, gravitational field is not dynamical, so gravitational field is not propagating. But in this two-dimensional string theory, we have additional scalar field, which originally this comes from tachyons in bosonic string theory. But the tachyon becomes massless because of a linear Dirac effect, which we will discuss later. So anyway, we have one dynamical scalar field in two dimensions. So we can excite the system even if we are living in such a lower dimension. And finally, so by the use of matrix models, we can define the string theory in a non-perturbative way. And more precisely, we should say this is only correct for two-dimensional type 0 string, which is a kind of long JSON projection version of type 2 string theory. But anyway, so this theory looks much like bosonic string theory. And if we consider this theory, so we can define the theory, including the instanton effect. And we find it is a solvable and stable theory in non-perturbative sense. So these are motivations why we consider two-dimensional string theory. So in this sense, two-dimensional is the lowest dimension, which are the characteristic dynamics, like this. So let us review the large description of two-dimensional bosonic string theory. So of course we have two-dimensional space-time. We have one time x0 and one space direction phi. And in the equivalent description of Warshi, so we usually consider map from Riemann surface to space-time, this is the sigma model description. We have one timeline scalar here. This is timeline free boson, and this is the central charge one. So this is a conventional central charge in two-dimensional Hoffman field theory. But of course we should keep the total central charge to be 26 to cancel the Gauss anomaly transmission. So we have another field, but which should have a central charge 25. So to shift the central charge from 1 to 25, we usually assume linear Dirac constant. So the coupling constant G string is now behavior exponential 2 phi. So this becomes very large at large phi. So now we have some singular problems because coupling constant is divergent, but in a strong coupling. But however, at the same time, we can put additional terms like this mu times z is a Warshi coordinate, this square exponential 2 pi. And such a term becomes larger at the strongly coupled region. And this term, we can show that this term exactly regulates the situations. And after this, this is so-called Liouville term. After we put Liouville term, we have a weakly coupled situation. So that picture can be summarized in this figure. So we have a strongly coupled region at large pi and weakly coupled region in small phi, negatively in phi. But we've also put the Liouville term, which is exponentially divergent at large phi. So this Liouville wall gives a potential energy to the closed ring. And if we send closed ring from Liouville cup region, it's a complete scatter off at the Liouville wall. So this is kind of, this is a rigid wall and called Liouville wall. And so we don't have to see any strongly coupled dynamics. So this is the reason why we find this theory is weakly coupled and consistent. So this is a standard story. So next thing, so here we give the evaluation description. And so next thing to do is to give a non-pathology formulation by the use of the matrix models. So let us first define the matrix model. So this is known as SQL1 matrix models. SQL1 means matter centroid charge is central charge for the one. So this model is very simple. So here I should mention that we always consider the matrix model after double scaling. And indeed, so motivation of the open recent interpretation of open flow duality suggests that only after the double scaling we have a matrix model which can be interpreted as open string dynamics. So this is the motivation. So let us assume double scaling. But anyway, so we have very simple actions like kinetic term and potential term. T is a time, so we have one dimensional quantum user or quantum times. So P is another non-trivial, and phi is n times n permission matrix, and finally we take large energy to make the speed and discretization smooth. And so also large D0 means the covariant derivatives about U and Gibbs. So we have time derivative T dot square and also some gain field topics. So and this U and Gibbs symmetry phi behaves like a joint scalar. So this is this can be understood from D-branch, which we will discuss later. So we have gauge field on D-branch, so matrix model should be gauged on the unit. But for point that here we have a plus sign. Plus sign means minus pi square about potential, potential energy is minus pi square. So this is an inverse harmonic potential, and this is negative curve and tachyon unstable moments. This is the essential point in this matrix. So the most important advantage of this matrix model is that we can solve this model exactly by using free Feynman representations. So because of this gating, we can diagonalize field phi into eigenvalues. We write these eigenvalues xi, so I runs 1 to n, and n is finally taken to be infinity. So, and we can show that by expression computation that each eigenvalue behaves like free particles. But one important point is that these particles behave like fermions, not just bosons. So we start with a boson field, but after diagonalizing and also gauge fixing and integrating the gauge field, we can show that a statistic is changed from bosonic one to fermionic one. This is intuitively understood as follows. So in a fermionic, in the first integral measure of matrix field, and can be divided into diagonal part and off-diagonal part, and we neglect off-diagonal part because we are gazing. Then, diagonal part includes some anti-commutative part, so this is an asymmetric wave function, and in other words, this is a repulsive force, each eigenverse, and such a repulsive force changes the statistic into fermions. So, such a free fermions are used in inverse harmonic potential, like this figure. And we need infinitely many fermions to fill from the bottom to finite value of fermion size. So we define the fermion level is energy equal to minus mu. And indeed, this mu corresponds to the previous Gödel coefficient, mu, cosmological constant. And we have fermion size. So and p. So here I write the fermion level p squared minus x squared equal to minus p. P is a momentum, canonical momentum, conjugate to x. So we have this surface with P minus P squared. And the important physical property can be formed in the fermion surface. If we consider some collective motion on the fermion surface or waves from fermion surface, this actually corresponds to an excitation flow string in dual picture in two-dimensional string theory. So in two-dimensional bosonic string theory, we have only one single scalar field. And the excitation of scalar fields corresponds to the excitation of fermion surface. So this is another familiar picture of two-dimensional string theory and its dual matrix models. So here I just put like the definition of matrix model after double scaling. But original historical reason why we have considered matrix model can be summarized as follows. So the matrix model was originally introduced to discretize the string theory models. So this can be seen as follows. So we have some matrix models, And we have some in-time at adjoint field 5. So we can write down some final type, double line final type, like this. So before double scaling, we have some buckets. So we have curious buckets, like this. And we can take dual lattice, so dual line, right, defined by this dotted line. So this double line defined on diagram matrix, that we can write the triangles. Each triangle has a vertex of cubic interactions at the center of triangles. And indeed, this triangle gives a correct triangulation of Walshian or Riemann surface. And each Lagrangian expansion has been familiar with that. Lagrangian gate theory, so expansion of M gives genus expansions out of each Riemann surfaces, and for each Riemann surface we have a triangulation defined by this final type. So this is the original reason of the matrix models. And of course this is a beautiful mathematical interpretation for matrix models, but physical aspect is not so clear. So, however, recently, its more physical understanding was proposed from the viewpoint of open project variables or hologram creation. So this is kind of a toy model of ASCFP, first proposed by MacGillivray and Heringer, and also later discussed, and more clear picture was given by Clemantman and Cyber, and so the clear picture was given, discussed by Schuster and main people. So this is also interesting recent interpretations. I'd like to give a more detailed understanding how this duality works. So the open flow duality in two-dimensional string theory can be summarized as follows. So roughly speaking, the C-Coulomb matrix model is regarded as an open string theory of n unstable diesel brands. So we are considering bosonic string theory. So we have, if we consider just the usual diesel branch, we have a tachyon. So this gives some unstable diesel branch. And we can consider many multiple unstable diesel branch, and then we have a tachyonic mode, which are the n times in the matrix, champion factor. So roughly speaking, matrix phi is identified with tachyon field P. And also we have a human gate field, and that is a conventional gate field on multiple diesel branch. So this is a very black picture. And so there are several indirect evidence why this is true. But still, we have a following puzzling point if we treat this seriously. So open string field theory action generally includes many complicated interaction terms. So if we consider the cubic string field theory, we have obviously cubic interactions. And we have tachyon to the cubic, tachyon to the sub, or cubic interaction. And also higher derivatives, and so on. So, naively, the right-hand side looks very complicated. But, of course, left-hand side is very simple, just a quadratic. There are no interactions in this matrix. So one may wonder the relation between these, and maybe these are inconsistent. However, if we treat this seriously, we can find following interesting observations. And indeed, such a drastic simplification appears in a matrix model of open string theory that indeed occur in two-dimensional string theory, only in two-dimensional string theory. Of course, if we consider three-dimensional string theory, we have no more of any matrix model. And like, we have infinitely many fields, and we have infinitely many higher derivatives. However, if we see the two-dimensional theory, we can show that such a simplification indeed occurs. First thing to see this is to computer on-shell scattering amplitude. This will be discussed later in detail. But on-shell scattering amplitude turns out to be trivial. This is the on-string scattering amplitude of open strings. On-shell scattering amplitude of closed string is obviously non-trivial. It goes to Dewey rule and it gives some scattering amplitude. Famous scattering amplitude twice, this is in two-dimensional strings. Here I'm talking about scattering amplitude of open strings. Then we can show that these are actually trivial, only in two-dimensional strings. So this almost shows that this model is consistent. So we don't have any cubic interaction or higher interactions. Then,
in sequence one model, large n was needed.
Yes.
On the other hand, in open strings, you don't need a large number.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, this point. And so what we'd like to argue is this action can be also this actually makes sense even for finite n. For finite n, this action represents probe action of the multiple disappearance in two-dimensional string theory. But if we assume infinitely many probes, so that defines theory. And that should be equivalent to single one string. But if we are interested in just putting one disappearance or two disappearance, we just replace this phrase with finite phrase, just sum of the two. I didn't mention this. That's another consequence. So,
because of the upside down harmonic oscillator, for a finite number of probes, it must just go off.
Yeah, exactly. So they are completely decoupled.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. So this only happens in two dimensions. So, and if we are interested in auxiliary interaction, the story is a little bit complicated. But still, we can use some kind of string field theory and identify string field theory for the Coriolis models. And if we start with cubic string theory, the things will be very complicated because there are infinitely many like ghost-like fields that play an important role in the target conversation, as can be seen from the, for example, Ashoka Sen's story of level truncation computation on cubic pattern potential in cubic string theory. However, if we use a boundary string field theory, this is defined by some kind of open string signal description. Then, if we just interested in tachyon polarization, only one single tachyon field is always measurable, and other fields can be set for zero. So, we have a little bit simple situation. And indeed, we can show that. So, the cyclic matrix model is equivalent to boundary string field theory action at 3 levels, both at 3 levels, and up to smooth field orientation. So, of course, right-hand side is again very complicated, but we can find the at least some catalogue reflection, we can find smooth field definition, which leads to cyclomatrix models. So this gives a rather interesting interpretation of this open source varieties, including interactions. So in this way, the two-dimensional string theory is an instructive and intriguing for example, open closed variety, and it's a toy example like holography like the PDSHT and so on, is concerned. So motivated by this, we would like to extend this open closed variety to modified theories, different theories, and which is still interesting. And so what I'm interested in is to find the holographic dual of time dependent background in two dimensional string theory. In other words, this can be regarded as a CSM string defined with some time-right linear dilatable matter. Time-right linear dilatable matter is just time-right linear dilatable cell. And so we have a time evolution in a time in time directions. But after as we will discuss later, this cell is related to time-dependent background of CSM string, two-dimensional string cell. And this cell has interesting properties, like this cell is has a matrix model dual again. And also, even on duality, this model can be exactly solvable as in a C-Coriolis string. And finally, we can also see that there are some interesting mathematical structure which tells you that this model is actually equivalent to topological strings on two-dimensional black holes when we compactify Euclidean time directions. And here, I'd like to notice that this CDSM string is completely different from ordinary minimal CDSM strings. In this theory, we have a finite number of primary fields, but this theory is a rather dynamical string theory and includes infinitely many primaries for continuous momentum modes and so on. So, the content of my talk is as follows. To have finished introductions, next I would like to define CDSM string on the value sheet. And next, I want to give a matrix model dual description and discuss open closed duality. And finally, we will see some mathematical aspects of this series of strings and related topological strings. And so, finally, summarize conclusions. So, let us define series of theory on the value sheet. So, this is actually very simple. So, time direction, we have one scalar field, time like scalar fields. And which is has a timeline linear Dirac circuit. So central charge circuit from 1 to 1 minus 6 q squared, small q means a gradient, a linear dilatant gradient in time directions. And so, of course, we have also linear dilatant space like linear dilatant, Q, large Q phi, and this changes central charge by 6 Q squared, large Q squared. And so, the carbon matter for that time constant part. And of course, we should assume central charge anomaly setting. So, this can be solved in this way. So, B is a continuous parameter, but we can assume B is larger than 0 and less than 1. This is a kind of cyber form. And this comes from phi goes to minus phi symmetry. And then we can write down the Q and small Q in terms of T. So we have this expression. And if this is true, then always we have a host of normalization. So the model can be summarized in form two aspects. So one thing is a split coupling constant. It's time now, time dependent because of time like the opposite. And we of course, we should do jiggle as before. So this gives space like UV walls. So of course, as is already obvious, so this model looks like strongly coupled at best times. So one way to resolve this problem is to consider matrix models. The matrix model is a non-perturbatively defined, so we don't have to care about divergent string coupling constant. And another interesting suggestion is as follows. So if we consider some dynamical scattering process, we have some variables, static variables, and we so we have a line strongly coupled and UV coupled. And this blue line means G string constant line. So here we have a strongly coupled, and here we have coupled. And if we send closed strings, this is some scattering amplitude for some three levels, then it is a complete scatterer as a UV wall. But this line is go beyond the blue line. So after the scattering express, we always have a weakly coupled. We always go into the weakly coupled. As far as we consider conscious scattering. So this suggests that also the scattering process is well defined even in the presence of this coupling constant. So yeah, this model is interesting in this viewpoint. Another interpretation of this model is relation to two-dimensional string theory. So we can regard the series on string as a time-dependent background of two-dimensional string theory. So to see this, we can perform the following rules to this. So x0 tilde is a new time coordinate, phi tilde is a new given coordinate. So we have a defined at least a world coordinate, 0 and phi. This is very simple rules to this, and we can show this is in the Lorentz group. And then, so because this coupling constant is part of this kind of combination, so this now becomes just to phi tilde, and this is a conventional static coupling constant. But however, so because we start with time independent derivative term, so we finally get time dependent derivative coupling constant. This is non standard cosmological. So because the derivative term can be identified with expectation value of tachyon fields in two dimensional string theory. So this is kind of a time dependent background defined by time evolution of cross-ring tachyon fields. So sometimes rolling, cross-rolling tachyon polarization, and so on, some particular. Also, here we assume that B is less than 1. So we'd like to know that this D squared minus 1 is negative. So at late time, this becomes small, but early time, we have an infinitely large tachyon fields or tachyon polarization. So in this way, we have obtained a very simple one-parameter family of time-dependent background in two-dimensional string theory. Now this theory is already solvable on the bar machine. We don't have to use matrix models, but we have some three-level description on the bar machine. However, of course, if we enter the non-perturbative dynamics or going beyond three-level and find some non-perturbative definition, then we should find matrix models. And usually, we have some problem about the relation between matrix model and large theory because of the presence of rank factors. So if we compute scattering amplitude in both sides, matrix model side and large side, we have some mismatch defined by some exponential non-local transformation, exponential angle dependent space momentum directions. And so, but here we have again two descriptions. So we can compute amplitude in value shift theory and also time dependent pattern. We can compare with the result, especially, and we can even find time factors in this time dependent pattern. So this should give a further description of time dependent pattern. And so to get the matrix model here, we should first thing to do is to construct a matrix model just by following open growth duality. And so we start with unstable digital brains and try to construct matrix models. And second independent way to construct a matrix model is to use C-Coulomb matrix models. So because we know that this model is actually equivalent to C-Coulomb string in a time-dependent pattern, so we can construct some time-dependent pattern in this matrix models. And we will see that both of two results give the same answer. So let us construct the matrix models dual to this construction. So we consider unstable digital brains in a series number three. And to define the digital brain correctly, we should use boundary states. And now we have time direction is zero and the file direction is a real direction. For x0 direction, as usual, we are knowing about the direction. And in the real direction, we consider ZZ brain boundary condition. This is a localized brain configuration. So this is first of these brains. Very, very naively, we can guess the following action. So if we neglect this term, this exponential term, we have just a simple operation model. But we can put this term because we know that this action represents this amplitude, and this amplitude always includes string coupling inverse. And now string coupling is dependent on exponential QT in our program. So we just put it here. So but this is very naive, but actually this we can show that this is exactly true. So to do that, one thing to do is to check the on-shell scattering amplitude. This is related to my previous point. So let us compute on-shell scattering amplitude on these D-brains, open-shell scattering amplitude on these unstable D-brains. So the theory is very simple. We just have two on-shell vertices because we are in one-dimensional space-time. And Kokoma dimension 1 requires these two parameters. So if we achieve B equal 1, this is the ordinary vertex operator. But because of some linear Hilbert pattern, we have simply this Kokoma dimension, and that gives this factor 1, x0 over B, and x minus B0. Then we can now compute the scattering amplitude for an unusual procedure, four-point function. It can be computed like a Venetian amplitude, and so on. This is a very elementary thing. But the higher point function is not easy to compute. However, in our examples, we can find the selection rule in a very simple way. This selection is just a monitor conservation rule. And this is rather unnaturally very restrictive. So if we compute n plus v plus vertices and n minus v minus vertices, so totally n plus n minus scattering patterns. So then this momentum conservation gives the following very simple relations. So n minus times this momentum factor and n plus over b. And the right hand side is a Coulomb charge. So now we are linear Hilbert pattern, so this is not exactly zero. But simply by Coulomb charge times chi is the Euler number of value c. This is a convention. So then we can multiply b and lead to the following equations. This is very simple equations. N plus and chi and minus are all the integers. Then, so first let us assume B squared is irrational. Then we find this equation goes to, this equation satisfied only when N plus minus equal to chi. Because B squared is irrational and they are all integers. Then, so chi is, now we are considering open string amplitude. Chi is bounded by 1. So highest, leading order is this amplitude. So this is bounded 1. So now n plus minus is less than 1. So this means that there are no interesting scattering amplitude, like 3-point function or 4-point function, and so on. Only we have 2-point functions, which is just master. So now we find good result when V squared is irrational. But we can actually extend this result to rational case because we expect that theory is continuous about V squared. And the reason why here we have to assume V squared is irrational comes from the following reason. So when V squared is rational, we can write V squared equal to P over Q. And then this central charge is exactly the same as PQ minimal model. So PQ minimal model is defined truncation compared with our non-minimal type description. So this gives another theory. And in such theory, it is natural to expect that we have a higher interactions like this, open function or like Python function. And because this theory is described matrix model, which has a much critical point. It's a higher order than Gaussian points. But however, we are interested in a non-minimal type. So we can achieve the continuity about P squared, and we have a very simple result. And this leads to this very simple Gaussian type function. So if we call the minimal model, we have a 5 quark term, and so on. So that makes theory in a defined category. And indeed, Gaussian theory is completely defined. So finally, if we want to take, then we can assume V squared goes to 1. V squared goes to 1 is equal to cyclone of V. So we can so find the same result for cyclone of X models, and this is the reason why we have very simple action for cyclone of X models. We have no Turing tasks, and so on. So another consistency check of this action is the relation to cyclone matrix models. So this action looks different from cyclone matrix models, but actually they are related by very simple field definitions. So this is after diagonalization by using of gauge symmetry, we can write A is taken by Y I and sum of each I. Y I dot square and Y I square. And we can define the new eigenvalues, xi, by defining the exponential to and this factor solves this exponential problem. So still, we seem to have some mixing term, but mixing term cannot be total derivatives. We can actually neglect this. So then finally, we get just a Gaussian type, and without any factors. So find this same action as the cyclone matrix models. And this is consistent because we know that CS Raman string is a different background, but same theory of cyclone strings. So time dependent background of cyclone string. So this is the expected action should be same, but the definition of vacuum is different. So this is the second consistency. So now we would like to go further and explicitly define CS Raman string with a time dependent. With time right in your automata, in terms of matrix model, cyclone matrix model, in for two dimensional string theory. So, generally speaking, time dependent backgrounds correspond to some time dependent motion of heavy surface in cyclone matrix models. So, as we have seen, an essential property is captured by heavy surface in the matrix model. So time evolution of heavy surface corresponds to time dependent backgrounds. And in other case, so we can explicitly done in the form of Henry surface explicitly by comparing the matrix model result with string theory results. So let us try to write down the answer to this question. So actually the answer turned out to be very simple. So this is the result. And if we set V equals 1, then just give the ordinary static background. So P squared minus X squared is minus V. This is a static Fermi surface. But we can modify this Fermi surface in this way. So we put the factor P squared here. And after we put the defined factor 1, then we will have no more time dependence. And then, so if we see this equation, so we can factor minus T, plus t, and we can show that each term is a time independent, is a constant just, and if we assume constant evolution or equation motions. So this is consistent equation, consistent with time evolutions, and we can put this factor out of the left-hand side, then you get this, this result. So right-hand side is now time-dependent. And this means the background is now time-dependent. So we can also have a similar result for two-dimensional type 0 case, which is not totality predefined. So the qualitative picture of background can be summarized in this figure. So at the early time, t goes to minus infinity, so this becomes infinity large because it's negative. T squared minus 1 is negative, so this is infinity large. So we have infinity large cosmological constant. This means that the same surface is pushed to infinity. So we have nothing state. And something comes in at the negative time. So this makes space time. And space time evolves into large area in a positive value of t. And finally, it covers the whole area. So this x and t is x is the eigenvalue directions, and t is a canonical momentum. And this is the same classical description. So each particle moving in this phase space represents each fermions, or each eigenvalues in the matrix models. And how I can take in such eigenvalues. So corrective motion is summarized like this. So finally we get to the surface pushed to infinity when early time, when t goes to minus infinity, but finally time to have a fairy surface completely reaches up to minimum 0 point, and then we have no Liouville wall, and space time is completely linear in the back. Okay. So this behavior is also consistent with behavior of Liouville term or closely optimization. So because the Liouville term is just represent expectation value of tachyon fields. So again, we write the same question. So this becomes large at the early time. So this becomes infinite at the t equals to minus infinity. So this means we have complete tachyon optimization, so we don't have any space time. And at the late time, we have a zero value. So t equals to zero, so we have a linear gear. So here I just write down the result, and we should show why this is true. So one thing to see this result is to notice the asymptotic behavior. So this is a phase space. X is eigenvalues and creating a canonical momentum, and we have some trajectory. So each particle goes like this. So in this way, this, along this line, this is a classical trajectory. And in our case, this red line or fermi surface is time dependent. So this is works. And we can solve t in terms of x. This gives the two branch solutions, p plus and p minus. And we define deviation of fermi surface by this amount. So we write the t equal minus x and p equal x. This is a asymptotic line. And the deviation from asymptotic line defines the plus theta and the minus theta. And this is deviations. And this is a canonical line. And this deviations. Then we can see that this eta deviation is directly related to closely expectation values. Not up to some factor, to 5 tilde. And here x is identified with exponential minus pi tilde. Pi tilde is the Liouville directions, and x is eigenvalue of matrix models, and they are explicitly related for when in the Liouville calculation. So these results completely determine the behavior of tachyon fields. So we can assume the previous equation and compute the asymptotic behavior like this. These are deviations. And we find closer in tachyon fields. But because we have two asymptotic regions, we have two terms. First term looks exactly the same as what we expect. So this is a Liouville term, exactly the same as Liouville term. D squared minus 1, 0, and D squared. And so after Lorentz boost into original coordinate, we come here to D5. But we also have another term. So now this looks confusing, but this is already actually expected from the viewpoint of view result. So in view result, it is known that if we put first factor and compute three-point function and so on, the second term is naturally appears as some force. So this is known as a dual cosmological constant, and matrix modeling gives a precise form of dual cosmological constant. And these are all consistent pictures. So this is first check of this time-dependent theory surface. Another check can be done by the computation of S matrices. This is so we can send some excitation over waves in this pattern. So we send some waves. And waves again comes out. So again, we have similar assumption of the form, because we know that deviation or waves is a very small wave packet. And if shown plus minus is a deviation, and wave, this is the wave we send. And so naively, so this looks a bit trivial, because we just send waves and just comes out. So this matrix looks just one, and no interaction. However, this is not true, because if we just see the each eigenvalue, so for example, if we compare the classical trajectory in this line and also more deep line, then the important point is they have a different time delay. So it takes a longer time for this trajectory. So this includes the terms. And this is a scattering condition, known as Polchinski's scattering condition. And epsilon plus is a coming wave, and epsilon minus outgoing wave. Naively, it's the same. But we should also have a time delay factor, and which is related to logarithm of amplitude. So this makes the theory non-linear. And we have a non-trivial S matrices. So then, in our case, we can actually solve this. This looks non-linear, so it's tough, but actually we can solve this equation at any order of equations, and we find this result. So if we are interested in one instance, eta is a previous notation. This is defined by this equation. The eta is directly related to cross-ring tangent here. So this is the incoming wave. It's related to outgoing waves by this non-linear relation. So to, this is a n power n. So this is n particles. So one particle comes in, n particle goes out. And we have some coefficient. This coefficient is actually essential part of S matrix in this scattering amplitude. So this is represented by gamma functions and sometimes pieces. And so now we can compare this result with the stoic theory result, because stoic theory can be exactly solvable by the use of free theory or time-like linear algebra theory times Weber theory. And we find, after, of course, we have some big factors. So this is some unitary non-local transformation between matrix models and stoic theory. After this factor, we find a perfect agreement about S matrix elements in both theories. So, these are essentially important checks of this. These are results. So, about that, if we consider decaying deep length or unstable deep length in this pattern, we have an interesting following observations. So, if we put classical eigenvalues, so when we consider static fermion pattern, this is a two-dimensional thing, moving D0 brains identifies decaying D0 brains, because x direction is as we have discussed, x direction is largely same as tachyon field, so this is the open time dependent open string tachyon field. And so here, open string tachyon field is very large, so essentially same as cross ring radiation, completely decay, so cross ring radiation comes in. And here, open string becomes small, so we have nucleated D0 brains, and again, decays again. But it is natural to expect a similar story also true for our time-dependent backgrounds. And here we have very interesting things, because we have no interaction between decaying D0 brains and time-dependent fermions. So classical trajectory or decaying D brain behaves as if they are not interacting. with time-dependent patterns. And this predicts a neuronal cutting boundary space in time like linear here, CFT, which is not scale form from the different zero. So this is a story about matrix model dual of CS gamma strings and its holographic interpretations. So now I'd like to move on to different related topics. So another aspect of this CS gamma string itself and its mathematical or topological string interpretations. So the motivation why we consider such a relation is that non-critical string theory, like two-dimensional string theory or minimal strings, are all turned to be equivalent to topological models defined by example topological strings. And famous examples are summarized as follows. So we have some circle one string compactified at self-dual radius, and it is well known this is equivalent to topological string. And also, again, so we can realize this topological string by the use of n equal 2 three-state conformal theory defined by cell 2R1. But the point is that, of course, we have a single theory, so we should have a particular value of levels. So level 3. So we find the correct level 3. When level 3, this manifold has a central charge 9, and which is a current of the manifold. And second example is one combined minimal models. And this is a particular case of serial gamma minimal strings. And in this case, so sequel one string is a dynamical, kind of dynamical, so we have infinitely many privates, so we can excite the momentum mode. But the second example, this is a minimal string, and we have a finite number of primary fields, and this is kind of non dynamical string. So here we have some SL2 over U1, but this is replaced by SU2 over U1 at level n. N should be integer because SU2 is as 1 by D and later discussed before. So here we have a non-rational CFT, but here we have a rational CFT. So this defined comes from the defined definition of strings. And again, this is also pretty much topological strings in this manifold. And so what I'd like to do is to find similar relation for our CS gamma string theory. Actually, as we can see just later, and that kind of argument can be divided into generalization of first examples. So this kind of equivalence is helpful when we are interested in understanding of string theory from the viewpoint of topological or geometrical aspects. And here we'd like to argue that our non-minimal CS gamma string also have a similar topological string descriptions. So we assume central charge, so this is less than 1, and exactly mean 1 - 6n - 1² n. So this is actually the same as central charge welcome minimal, but here we don't assume minimal model, so this is non-rational. And compacted by in the Euclidean time directions are equal to random time. So this, and if we analyze this theory and compare this to the spectrum or interactions, we can find that this is equivalent to three state n equal to SL2 value 1. But here we have level 3, but the level is more general, 2 plus n, n is given by this. And some quotient by Cn to make this largest sense. And also, this is related to topological random models. This kind of a model, B model, kind of related. And so, here, so we have some non-rational string theory. And also, your description is some kind of non-rational coset models, and consistent with these descriptions.
So radius in which direction?
In a time, Euclidean time directions.
But I thought there's a dilatant.
Yes. So in this, that's actually exactly the point. And so if we assume just Lorentzian time, we have QT. But after a weak rotation, we have IQ x Euclidean time. And this, you know, this state is consistent with the density of this ring.
What about the door? So your server on your door.
Yeah, so this is the digital.
Oh, I see, I see.
So, yeah. So that's the point. So,
so the only thing that matters physically is the coupling of the door lines.
Yeah, exactly. And so this is only happening for any integer case. But however, the right hand side looks consistent also even for book of rational n or rational n. And so, so this might suggest the following.
Yes. What's the meaning of Zn?
So etcetera U1 is a cigar geometry. So and we can modify, we can quotient in a time translation. So we have some cigar geometry and we can multiply some 2 pi over n angles. So So here we have some n. But so this result seems to suggest some kind of C equals C 1 minus 6 n minus square n string and compactified into defined TDR values is equivalent to directly equivalent to C n equal 2 etcetera by your models. So here n is now any rational or irrational values. For rational values, for example, so n equal p over q, this is actually the same central chart of PQ minimal models. And for example, so if we are see the particular case, n equal to 1 over n, 1 over 2, so p is 1 and 2, so we can have some non-minimal type of one component strings. This is the c, central charge minus 2. So c equal minus 2 is something basic in non-critical strings. So I think this is some kind of most basic models among this CS number theory. And the compact part radius, then this is equivalent to the sum receptor U1. But we know that etcetera over U1 concept is regarded as a two-dimensional black hole, so-called two-dimensional black holes. And we have some supersymmetry, so this is kind of type 0 itself. And so, on particular variable n 1 half, we have central charge 15. So this is a critical, kind of critical two-dimensional type 0 string black holes. And so we have a express relation between some kind of non-minimal transformation string and topological twist of two-dimensional black hole in type 0 string theory. And here we perform topological twist, but only in two-dimensional, topological twist doesn't reduce degree of freedom because we have no transverse scalar, no transverse oscillators in string theory. In two-dimensional, we have a single one physical state, so even if we perform topological twist, we do not reduce so much things. So here we start, we have some relation to see for minus two string and two dimensional black hole. So the evidence statistics of this relation can be summarized as follows. So this is another standard story. So we can consider some free field representations as done in other cases and computer physical spectrums. And the etcetera over U1 and those models realize the following fields. So this etcetera, this means we can have, model has a free field representation for the vacuum model representation, phi and beta gamma, and boson ghosts, and they phi the kind of field fields. And x and eta c represent quotient by U1. And this is a standard story. And after topological switch t goes to t plus 1 half del j, we have simply central charge like this. And beta gamma and eta shape not changed. And they have the opposite sign of central charge. And roughly speaking, they are transverse out. And we have some fermions. And fermion becomes central charge minus 26. This is important because this can be regarded as a BC ghost. And x part becomes, we started with central charge 1, but it's simply central just 1 minus 6 n minus 1 squared. And this is the part after we expected here. So this is exactly the same as matter central charge. And the phi compact state is this negative central charge. And this is the equality of real field. And so the important point is that we don't have any squared term for x. So this means that we have no truncation into finite number of primaries. So this shows that this cell is not minimal, but a non-minimal type, non-rational type of matter section. And so finally, we can argue that this is equivalent to C equal 1 minus 6n minus 1 square when it persists.
For what the old form by Cn?
Ah, yes, so that corresponds to the, yes, that for, so we have some radius, definite radius for a cell travel U1, and that radius, after this dimension is kind of triviality. So we have a different radius between cigar and CS gamma string. CS gamma string has also compact radius. This has a factor mismatching. So here I put 0.
But n has to be integer.
Yes, 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 exactly. So in this correspondence, n has to be integer. So I have some other proposal assuming n is not integer case. But so that in this case, left hand side is not may not be well defined because of this kind of previous problems. But it still suggests some kind of so. Yeah, so this is a physical spectrum, so we can show other spectrums. And for example, if we are interested in interactions, then we should compute tachyon scattering function. And tachyon vertex operator is represented by this. This is a physical state in a topology equal to Swiss area. And psi bar is some Feynman, but this becomes then goes C. This goes C. And so this is a standard vertex operator also in a non-critical space. So this is a part of my duality between cosmic theory and CS gamma strings. And by using this vertex operator, we can compute, for example, three-point functions. And then we find the correct result, including many factors. Also, to find the more higher point functions, like open functions, and so on, we need to use other strategies, like equivalent topological random models. Then we can compute the general endpoint function, and that also agrees with each other. So yes, so these are my old stories. So let us summarize the conclusions. So we have defined the non-minimal type of series of string theory, and most graphic is holographic derived. And this is the simplest time-dependent background in two dimensions. Of course, we can consider infinitely many time-dependent background, so fluctuating fairly surface in infinitely many ways. But this is, I think this is the most simplest case because on even on the one sheet, we can solve this model completely. And also, so open string theory, so we analyze rather general aspects of open string theory in unstable disciplines in two-dimensional string theory, C less than C equal 1 string. So we find this matrix is trivial, and this explicitly shows the open growth dual and matrix modulation, derivation of matrix modulation. Also, we have finally discussed compactified C less than 1 strings are. We describe the compact file and see some strings, and we add the equivalent to system n equal to n essential U1, generic value of levels. So this is the conclusion. Future problems can be summarized as follows. So motivation is to define theory in a non-catalog way, but our analysis, even in the matrix model, is restricted to three levels. So we are assuming some semi-classical approximation, so we have some weights. But this kind of argument only correct three levels. To go beyond a three level, we need to take into account the quantum effects. And we should quantize the table. So this is, should be done in the future. And also, so what is not clear is the interpretation of group operators. So root operator is something like this, defined by some new t. So logarithm of pi. And this comes from, we have one matrix, and after diagonalization we have a matrix. And we can put another extra eigenvalue of n plus 1. And so this is big data flow. So this is some flow zero place. And so if we compute the terminal, then we have something, we have this kind. So this is lambda, so the terminal is 5 minus lambda. And after take logarithm, well, we have this situation. So in this sense, so this operator is a kind of the back reaction when we put extra a in place. And so this is an operator is naturally derived in any kind of background in C colon 1 strings. But in our case, so the interpretation of this operator is not so clear. And in static case, so C colon 1 case, this is identified with another kind of brain, so-called ZZ brain, and ZZT brain, and which extend in the usual direction, and with some localized or initial boundary function in time directions. But in our case, we have some linear dilatable buffer in x0, so we can't have any initial boundary function in this direction. So this meaning of this operator is not so clear. So, but this may include some interesting aspects. So also we find some. So also we predict that you can give ranks in time right in your CFT, and so construction boundary state effective the programs. And also so in the final part we discuss the relation between twisted models and serial substrings. But the geometrical aspects of twisted models is not so clear. So this relation between topological models and non-critical string was formed for bosonic strings, bosonic CS gamma string. So it is natural to extend this relation to type 0 string. So we may expect some type 0 non-critical string, so C happy for 1 or C happy gets a 1, maybe get some kind n equal 2 or n equal 3, some kind of supersymmetric twisted supercomponent, you say. But this turned out to be rather trivial, and this is interesting future problems. And finally, we have an explicit understanding of matrix models for n equal 0 string or n equal 1 string, which means type 0 string. And also type 2 string can be managed by taking some portion of type 0. So next thing to do will be to consider non-critical n equal 2 strings and to construct this programming matrix models. That's all. Thank you very much.
Do you have some guess about this geometrical picture?
Naively, for example, if we remember here, this geometrical picture, so just naively, we can take minus n. So, because this SL2R and SU2 is written for n goes to minus n. But for me, I'm not sure so this kind of might not make sense or not.
So you said that the C equals minus 2 model can be identified in the twisted version of the two-dimensional black hole. So the C equals minus 2 theory used to be identified with the Gaussian Hermitian matrix model in which the potential
is
present. And is the matrix integral? Is the zero dimension?
Yes.
So where the potential is just minus m squared with no
interaction. That's kind of C equal minus 2 is a C equal minus 2 minimal orders at 1 comma n minimal string size. The same.
Yes.
So
that was the lowest
N
of the 1 comma n.
So here we consider some non-rational type of 1 comma 2 models. And so relation is not so clear, but maybe there are specifications. Because it's a so particular example, so maybe relational. For such an extent, it's a little different. That's me, that's it. That's it.
Some sort of phenomenon, like a shine on the space, and you're going to pay for that.